What I'd like to discuss with you over the course of the next almost 40 minutes or so has to do with the status of medicine in halacha. I certainly hope that many of you in the room are considering this as a potential vocation. And the Torah says, and comes, you know, to the institution of medicine in a very oblique way, one might say indirect. V'chi rivun anashim, and that's going to be significant. We're talking about a case of, human caused medical need. V'hiko ish es reyehu be'evin ove agrof. V'lo yamus, it's not a lethal wound. V'nafal mishkav. Im yakum, if the person will survive, v'salech b'chutz, al mishanto, Unkla says al borio, in his own strength. Rashi adopts that interpretation. V'nikaha makeh, the assailant will be exonerated of any murder charge. Rak shivto yitain virapo yirape. So in addition to the other halachos of nezek and sar and boshe, so here we have sheves, which is basically workman's compensation, right, where we're going to compensate the individual for being unable to perform whatever his malacha was before. It's sort of a complex calculations, as if he was working in a pretty passive industry, a shomer kishuim. Virapo yirape. Unkla says, what is rapo yirape? This is what we call repo in halacha. Agar asya. The medical bills. So if there are medical bills that must be paid, that implicitly establishes that who must exist? A doctor, right? So apparently the Torah recognizes the concept of a doctor. And the way that the Gemara in Bava Kamma puts it is very fascinating, but if you read the Pesukim carefully, actually not unexpected. Tanajve Rabbi Shmuel Omer Virapo Yirape. Mikan, we can infer from here, Shinitan Rishus Lerofe Lirapos, that a doctor has permission to heal. Otherwise, why would the Torah say that you have to make restitution for medical bills? Now, that's fascinating because, you know, Abishai, I think you'll agree with me, it should be intuitive that the Torah wants us to help each other. How is that different than Gemilas Chasadim in general? If somebody falls down on the street, do we not pick them up? So if somebody has some kind of a disease process, should we not heal them? Emmanuel, go ahead.
Why does that imply a doctor? Why doesn't that just imply that you have to go to the market and buy like certain like herbs or whatever?
Well, who's going to administer them?
Herbs.
So Rashi says, Nitla Rishus Lerofen Lerapos V'lo Aminan, so that we shouldn't say, Rachmana Mache, that God has smitten this person, V'ihu Mase. And that this individual, you know, in an act of arrogance, the doctor, as it were, thinks himself ro'oi to heal the person. In other words, contravening the divine will. Now, we have this in other religions. This is part of the Calvinist doctrine, not so much when it came to medicine, but when it came to poverty, that if God had inflicted somebody with poverty, then how can you give tzedakah? God obviously wills that this person should be poor. And likewise, in not amongst Scientologists, but Christian scientists, medicine for this exact reason is frowned upon. Now, fascinatingly, the Ibn Ezra is mechalik. Our situation, Shimon, only covered which case? A naturally occurring disease process or... Exactly. So the Ibn Ezra says, Rakol choli shubifnim baguf biyad Hashem leraposo. The Gemara of Bava Kamma does not give a matir for human beings to engage in refuah if it is a naturally occurring disease process. There would be, in this telling, according to the Ibn Ezra, would have his way, there'd be no oncologists, there would be nobody to deal with the coronavirus, etc. It's only if you have a human being who assails, who assaults another human being and causes some kind of a wound that the Ibn Ezra says, Mikan Shinitan Rishus Lerope Lerafos. Tosfos in Bava Kamma explicitly disagrees, and he says the dual language of Virapo Yirape in fact establishes precisely this point. You might have thought if it just said Virapo or Yirape that you only have Rishus in a situation like this, where it was a human inflicted wound. So Tosa says, Gufa, what the Ibn Ezra thinks should be the halacha, Kshemirapi Nirikisos Xeris Hamalach Kamash Malon Dishari. that it is permissible. Now, again, if I say that it's permissible to heal somebody, I think people would have a legitimate claim that that is understating the case. Permissible to heal somebody, rather, we should probably say that it is obligatory, that it's in fact a mitzvah. And thus said the Rambam, who obviously had personal experience in this regard, in his Perush HaMishnayos Masechta Nedarim, if there's a situation where a person takes a neder and refuses to be mehane or nehane from a certain individual, that would not cover mitzvos. Mitzvos lav lehenos nisnu. And so certainly the Rambam says, lo nesar ze l'chol atzu sheyishi mitzvah, kilomer shechayev harofim min adin l'rapos chole Yisrael, ve'alrehu bichlal amarim b'feirah shakosev v'hashivo solo, l'rapos es gufo. As the Gemara says, that v'hashivo solo, kal v'chomer, right? If you have to return a person's object, surely more important than that is a person's health. Shimreu oved v'yachol atzilo hareze matzilo b'gufo, obi mamono, and I love this line in the Rambam, obi yidaso, and certainly through the skills that a person might have. So again, the Rambam says certainly it falls in the category of mitzvah. It wouldn't be covered by any neder not to benefit from an individual. So the question is, you know, in addition to this notion of, you know, if God is giving a person a disease process, maybe human beings shouldn't get in the way, is there any other reason to imagine that a person should not be making use of medicine? And perhaps there is. On the basis of psukim both in Bishalach as well as in Mishpatim, and we'll take a look at a very celebrated essay of the Ramban, though very much out of step with our contemporary way of thinking about this. The pasuk says in Parshas Bishalach, as we all know, immediately following Kriyas Yamsuf, Vayomer Mishamo Tishma L'Kol Hashem Lokecha, V'Ayosher B'Nev Taasev Azantim Mitzvosev Shamarta Kol Chukav Kol Hamachol Lo Asher Samti B'Mitzrayim Lo Asim Alecha Ki Ani Hashem Rofecha. And who is this human being to imagine that he's the Rofe? Every single day we pray three times a day, Ki Kel Melech Rofe Ne'eman V'Rachamanata. And likewise, we had it in this past week's parasha, V'Atem Yis Hashem Lokecha U'Beirach Eslach Mecha V'Esmimecha V'Hasirosi Machala Mikirbecha, that God indeed is the Rofe. Now, can we see any examples, let's say from Tanakh, where a person is criticized, critiqued, or worse, for seeking out medical guidance? Now, again, the Gemara in Bava Kamma said the Rofe has reshus to administer medicine, but does the patient necessarily have reshus to consult medical authorities? The pasuk says in Divrei Hayamim about the king Asa who lost function in his legs. V'yechla Asa b'shnas 39 l'mal chuso biraglav. Ad l'mal l'cholyo v'gam l'cholo lo darash es Hashem ki barofim. Next pasuk, v'yishkav Asa im avusav v'yamos b'shnas 40 v'achaz l'malcho. He lingered for 2 years with this malady, and then he met his demise. Anybody want to suggest perhaps a reading of Divrei Hayamim? David?
The reason he died is because he didn't believe in Hashem. Right. Lo darash
es Hashem, right, as opposed to Rivka. Vatelech lidrosh es Hashem, ki yavo elai ha'am lidrosh elokim, dirshu es Hashem yimatzo. And Asa wants to go to the Rofim and doesn't help him at all, and in fact he does. Let's take a look at the Ramban. Now again, don't jump to any conclusion, please, on the basis of this Ramban, because we'll see it's probably neutralized to a great extent by Ramban in a work that's even more directly relevant to medicine, the Ramban's Torah Sa'adam, which is the most important work written on areas of refuah, of Bikur Cholim, of all issues surrounding death and mourning in the halachic tradition. Thus wrote the Ramban, Haklal, Kibios Yisrael Shleimim Heim Rabim, Lo Yisnoi Gin Yonim B'Teva Klal, Lo B'Gufam, Lo B'Artzam, Lo B'Cholam, Lo B'Yochid Mehem, Ki Yivorech Hashem, he's here quoting the Pasuk in Mishpatim, Lachmam Umeimam, you pick it up, Shemon, V'yasir Machalam Mikirbam, Ashlo Yitzdarachu L'Rofe, they will not need human intervention in medicine, Ulishtamir Baderech Midarche Erfuos Klal, Kamosha Amar, as the Pasuk says in Parshas Beshalach Kivi, Ki Ani Hashem Rofecha, V'chein Ayu Atzadikim Osin Bizman HaNevua, Gam, Ki yikram avon shiyachlo lo yidrashu berofim rak benevim kinin chizkiyo bechol yoso as chizkiyo, the righteous king, contra Asa. So chizkiyo who sought God. V'amar akosev gam bechol yolo darash es Hashem ki berofim, that's Asa. This is perhaps the strongest line in the Ramban. What do the Rofim have to do with this anyway? Those who follow the will of God have no need for doctors. Because after all, what most doctors tell you is to live a healthy lifestyle. Don't smoke, eat healthy, exercise. So if God is going to be merachas lachmecha v'esmeimecha, so then what use is it anyway? This is based on a Gemara Masech de Brachos. Shein darkam shel b'nei adam b'refuos ela shenagu. Really, it wasn't a human province, but human beings engaged in anyway. Ilu lo haya darkam b'refuos yichal adam kvi asher yela vonesh cheto v'yisrabi ratzon Hashem. Aval heim nagu b'refuos v'Hashem henicham memikrei hativim. God, so to speak, allowed human beings who wanted to get involved in medicine to get involved, but ultimately, it's simply going to follow the rules of nature. V'zoi kavanasam bi'amarab. And this is just a fascinating diuk in the Rambam. When the Gemara says in Bava Kamma, v'rapo yirapei, mikan shenitzna rishus l'rofe l'rapos, lo amru shenitna rishus l'chova l'yisrapos. Nobody said the sick individual has permission to seek out the doctors. Ela, kivan shechala hachola u'bal l'yisrapos, kinag b'rifuos, v'hu lo haya me'adas Hashem shechalka mechayim, Ein lerofe lesser atzma b'refuaso. Lo mibnei chashash amayamas b'ado acharei sheubakim lachahi v'lo bavur sheyomar ki Hashem levadu rofe go basar shekvar nagu. That is to say, the Ramban says, look, really the chola should seek out God and not the doctor. But if the chola already demonstrates, Eitan, a lack of emuna to the point where they're going to the doctor has, as the Gemara says, rishus, mikan shenitan rishus lerofe, the rapos. He doesn't have to refuse the person medical treatment. He shouldn't think of himself as contravening the will of God, etc. He shouldn't think of himself as perhaps, you know, committing some other potential sin. He has rishus to engage, assuming the Ramban says, and we'll come back to this point, that he's a baki b'mlacha, that he's truly an expert. Valkein, hanashim, hanitzim, right? He's shnei hanashim yivrim nitzim. These individuals who were fighting, shiku zeh tzeh b'evena oveh grof, presumably they're not from the spiritual A team if they're already having a fight. Okay? That's why the Torah says, in addition to Zezek, Tzar, Sheves, Boshes, there is a halacha ripoy kasher amra, lo yecht olevion mikarev haaretz midato shekenyer, aval britzos Hashem darke ish, but what God would optimally want, ein lo esek berofim, a person should not involve himself in refuah. It's a shocking Ramban. And I'll tell you right now that the Rambam went ballistic when confronted with a similar doctrine that Rashi articulated. Rashi says that Chizkiyahu, one of the things that he did was to be gonez the Sefer HaRefuos, to hide a book of remedies. Now, the way the Rambam interprets that is that it was a book of remedies because the book actually explored, you know, different ways of poisoning and killing people and say, if you want to heal them, this is the antidote. And the Rambam says there were, you know, wicked people who took all the dangerous things in the book and started using them, so Chizkiyahu had to hide it. But Rashi says the reason that Chizkiyahu had to hide the book of remedies, the medical textbook, was because people were not trusting God anymore, they were just trusting the doctors. That's basically what the Ramban is talking about, right? And the Rambam says about that, that it's an outrage that somebody could say such a thing, because that's like telling somebody who's hungry not to eat bread. God gave human beings seichel. He gave them the capacity for higher level rational thought. Right? He gave us a complex neurological structure called the brain. And with that, what we're able to do is to come up with medical advances and enable us to, just like we can turn wheat into bread, so too we can, you know, go into the Amazon rainforest and find in the bark of the trees there the raw materials through which we'll make Taxol, which is a successful drug in oncology. That is to say, the Rambam objected strenuously. Now, this Ramban is discussed in all of the contemporary poskim, and throughout rabbinic literature. I mean, it's a fascinating thing. You know, he's basically saying a person who trusts in God shouldn't go to a doctor. And the thinking is that the Ramban is talking about somebody who really is beyond, you know, our realm of experience. But the truth of the matter is that the Ramban himself, in two different places, makes it very clear that he's more open to refuah than you would imagine based on this essay that we had just read in Bechukosai. For example, in the Torah Sadam, if you take a look at the 16th source, so the Ramban says the following, Umistabra, Dehadar mina nista Torah rishus l'rofe l'rapos, the box in the back, Lomer sheinu aser vishum chashash hashgaga, you shouldn't withhold, you're afraid you might make a mistake, medical malpractice. Again, inami shel yom rakadosh baruch hu mochet zuhu merape, you shouldn't think, well, if God wanted this person to be ill, who am I to intervene? Shein darkan shel b'nei adam b'refuo sol shenagu, kinyan shekasev gam b'chol yol darash Hashem kiim b'rofim. It might not be ideal, but it's permissible. V'hai rishus, don't think the Ramban says it's just permissible. Rishus de mitzvahi. De mitzvah l'rapo sevichlal pikuach nefeshu, pikuach nefesh mitzvah rabahi, Hezariz b'chach mazo, and somebody who's a great doctor, and by the way, the Ramban himself was a doctor, not just the Rambam, Mishubach, v'hanishal meguna, somebody who asks, practically speaking, here the Ramban is paraphrasing a Yerushalmi in Shabbos, about somebody who will ask whether it's permissible to heal on Shabbos. So the person who is asked the question, the rabbi who didn't make it clear to his community that human life comes before everything, is meguna, v'hashoel, and the person who asks and doesn't immediately heal is a shofech damim. All the more so, you're a shovich damim if a person who's capable does not provide medical attention. It's not a rishus, it's really a chiyuv. Okay, so even the Ramban himself came around to the point. And I should note that on the pasuk v'rapo yirape, the Ramban has a very important contribution, because it's the Ramban who says that we may be a little bit concerned that the individual involved will take the money. Let's say a person had $10,000 of medical bills because he was beat upside the head, and he had $10,000 of medical bills, and he tells the person who assaulted him, the Torah says, Rapo Yerape, you have to pay my medical bills. Please give me $10,000. The Ramban says, no, you can't give it to the individual. We're afraid he might blow it in Las Vegas. You have to give it directly to the doctor because we're absolutely concerned and committed to the idea that the person should actually be healed. Okay, so we understand that even the Ramban himself, if you take into account the total perspective of the Ramban, is not really advocating in a practical sense that doctors should withhold medical treatment, and certainly not that sick individuals should not go to doctors. But what the Ramban is obviously saying is that Aru Hagever Asher Yivtach Ba'adam Visam Basar Zero O, Baruch Hagever Asher Yivtach Ba'Hashem Visam Hashem Mivtacho. That is to say that, of course, we ultimately should put our trust in God. Now, a number of further points, and this gets into a very provocative Mishnah in Masechta Kiddushin. The Mishnah at the very end of Masechta Kiddushin says something that has to be included amongst the most provocative rabbinic statements in the entire Torah Shebaal Peh. Says the Mishnah, Kiddushin Daf Pebes, Tov Shebirofim, even the best of the doctors, Ligehenim. How in the world can this be justified? To say that the best of the doctors should go to Gehenna. We just said, even the Ramban concedes, not just the Rambam, that's obvious, but even the Ramban concedes that it's not a rishus, shenitan rabofe the rapos, but it's a mitzvah, and if he doesn't do it, he's a shofei chdamim. So how could that possibly be? So the tour makes a very important point. Lehalacha. This is in the Yeridaya, in Simon Shin Lamed Vav, four lines in the bottom. David, go ahead. Mihu.
Mihu lo yisaseg barakua ela imkein yehe baki v'yoda v'yodea v'chachma v'malacha
Excellent. Aval kol shenu yodea betiv melachazal lo yehei. V'im yesh gadol mimenu lo yisasek b'klal. Kal v'chomer mishardinim v'horao shabitara. Deheach yore besavek nefashis b'makom sheyesh gadol mimenu. Okay, so what does the Torah warn about? The Torah has a very important perspective. Sariel, what's he really saying? Right, so as somebody who knows that he's not really a specialist in this area, and he has the audacity to provide treatment, that's a terrible thing. If you know you're not really the leading practitioner in a particular area, and you're going to involve yourself, so that's a horrific lack of integrity. And you see this all the time, unfortunately, that somebody who's a generalist gets involved in a specialty area, and it's terrible for the patient. So certainly we could take the Torah into account and say maybe that's what it's talking about. Tov shebirovim legehenim, not people who are objectively good doctors, but people who are arrogant and think that they're great doctors. And then the Torah comes back and says, v'l'nusaksik baklal harezeh shov yichtavim uben gehenim u'bevadai. Right? And surely somebody who does have this knowledge and does not impart this knowledge to the benefit of, you know, sick people, so he's a ben gehenim bevadai. Okay. So the Torah says there are two possible interpretations, essentially. And they're opposite, but they come to the same place. Again, somebody who is really not qualified and imagines that he is. And on the other end, somebody who is qualified but withholds treatment. Let's have a look at Rashi. Rashi gave three fascinating interpretations of what Tov Shebirofim L'Gehenim is all about. Okay. So let's have a look. Avi, why don't you take a look, source 12. Tov Shebirofim L'Gehenim. Okay, so the first thing that Rashi says is sometimes a doctor, and perhaps this is something that particularly skilled practitioners are uniquely vulnerable to, will become a balgaiva. He'll think, it's not really God who's meimis u'mechaya, but it's me. And so it's not the refuah per se, but it's gaiva. Right? The Rambam says the most important characteristic, the Ramban doesn't disagree, the most important characteristic in life is humility. And a baal gaiva and God, just they can't coexist. So that would be the first interpretation. Another interpretation, Rashi says, and again, we know that anytime Rashi has many different interpretations, it's because it's a hard statement, and surely Tov Shebirofim L'Gehenim is a very challenging statement. Go ahead. Another possibility is that if he's not careful enough, he can kill somebody, or she can kill somebody. And if that resulted from lack of preparation, anybody can make a mistake. Anybody can make a mistake in Hora'ah, in Halacha. Anybody can make a mistake when it comes to medicine. There's no such thing as a perfect doctor. Kel melech rofei neman v'rachamanato. There's only one true doctor. Right? Just like Ein Dayan Yechid Yelechad. And the same thing is true when it comes to Psak Halacha. The same thing is true when it comes to medicine. Nobody's perfect. But here Rashi is talking about somebody who didn't take a complete and thorough history. Somebody who was rushing because they were more interested in making money, let's say, than taking care of the patient. And it's not easy today because doctors are being squeezed and it's a terrible thing. And number three, and this I find most fascinating. Go ahead, Avi. What's the last line here at Tzvi in Rashi? What's the last issue? Emmanuel? Exactly. A person who's more interested, again, in making a dollar than taking care of people. And again, everybody has to make a parnasa, a person has to take care of their family. But everybody has to donate a certain amount of time simply just to helping people. And so a doctor who's going to say, well, this person can't pay me. And I'm not saying every doctor has to take every case. There has to be some limit. There has to be some balance. Maybe you give miser of your time. You give a tenth of your time. Whatever it is. But it can't be that you deny poor people care. So what it all boils down to in the end is not that there's anything, God forbid, wrong with refuah. But as Rashi says, don't be a balgaiva. Sometimes tov shebirofim legehenim, it can mean you didn't do enough refuah. You didn't take care of the poor people. And be very thorough. So as the Torah said, you know, this is, and the Rambam and the Ramban had it first, right? It's a mitzvah rabbah. It's not just a rishus, it's an absolute chiyuv. But a doctor really has to understand that he is a shaliach. That God is the true rofe. Ein darken shel b'nei adam b'refuah ela shenagu. And a doctor who's a ben Torah understands that he's here to serve as God's shliach, and he takes that very seriously. And therefore, a shliach osa shlichuso. He prepares, she prepares very thoroughly. Number two, if they're successful, they don't take credit and say, kochi v'yotzem yadi asa es harifuah hazeh, or hazos. On the contrary, they say, I was happy to be a shaliach ne'aman. And number three, that it comes from a place of rachmanus. And that if somebody isn't able to pay, they either take care of themselves, they try to find an appropriate doctor. Not every doctor can take every case. But a doctor who's in it for the money is not a shaliach. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't get Agar Asya when he's a rofe. Nobody, Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't get the collect payment. And so a doctor who's only concerned about how many dollars he's taking home and whether he's going to make enough at the end of the year, you know, to buy the Ferrari, that's not a shliach. He has to be concerned for the ani as well.